It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. We're listening this week to Pennsylvania voters. Their state holds the next Democratic primary in less than 3 weeks. Yesterday, we heard Philadelphians grappling with the issue of race and whether they're getting tired of the Democrats' long nominating process.
Now let's go to the other side of the state, to western Pennsylvania. That's where Hillary Clinton is expected to do well, especially among working-class white voters who've supported her in other states. Senator Clinton has spent 7 years in Congress, and she's run a long presidential campaign. Though when you talk to voters, you find that she's still often defined by her spouse. NPR's David Green went to Pittsburgh to find some voters, as well as some seafood.
You know how every city has that quirky neighborhood everyone knows about? In Pittsburgh, it's the Strip District, a strip of land near downtown with old warehouses and a different scent coming from each family-run shop. Fresh roses, the Italian bread a woman's selling out a window.
The cheeses, the meats, the fish, the bakery, the spices.
I'm with Robert Woolley. He may own the most famous business in the Strip, Woolley's Fish Market.
Fish is very good. You should eat fish every day. I try to.
People outside Pittsburgh don't always think of Pittsburgh and fish.
That's a good question, Dave. My grandfather was in the meat and poultry business. Started selling a little bit of fish. And here we are. Let's go in and take a look at the fish.
And we walk into a very damp place with whole fish lying side by side on top of crushed ice. You can name your fish, and an employee will cut you as big a fillet as you want. Oh, and that sound is an electric train. Robert Woolley says his family set up tracks near the ceiling to entertain the kids. One of the customers here is Peggy Kisslinger. I ask if she has a few minutes to talk politics.
I don't even have any lipstick on.
Yeah, oh, you look beautiful.
Before getting to Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, the retired school teacher tells us what she's got in the bag for dinner.
I learned a new recipe for scallops, so that's what I'm going to have.
Fantastic.
Isn't that nice?
How do you think this whole race is going? I mean, it's been such a long battle. Do you think it's
getting boring. They're repeating things. They're just having to scrape to get news. And I'm ready. If it were tomorrow, I'd be fine.
Tomorrow for them to pick a candidate?
Oh, absolutely.
Peggy says she has struggled over this.
I think it's a hard decision to make. I like both of them, but I think it's a time for a woman to get the job. I think that it's our turn. And Obama would make us excellent running mate, and I hope that he won't be too proud to accept that, and in 8 years he can have my vote for president.
So what do you like about Hillary Clinton when you think about her?
She's incredibly bright, she's determined, and she has guts to put up with Bill's shenanigans.
When you say put up with the shenanigans, what do you
what
mean?
What do you think I mean about him? But I think
maybe Monica Lewinsky?
Maybe.
So how do you think she handled that? What do you think you learned?
I think she was a lady. I think she was really wonderful about that.
And what did you learn about her through that whole affair?
She knew when to keep quiet and when to stand up for her husband. She married for better or worse. She got a little worse sometimes. Sometimes she got the better. So.
And do you think that sort of is still a backdrop for this campaign? Do you worry that people still think about the impeachment?
Absolutely. I think that a lot of people are afraid they're going to get too much of Bill Clinton.
The former president comes up a lot at the market. Another shopper, Jim Gagich, says he too has been thinking back to how Hillary Clinton handled the impeachment.
I think a lot of people would have respected her more if she had just smacked him upside the head.
Jim does construction work on old mill buildings in Pittsburgh. Although he's a registered Republican, he did vote for Bill Clinton twice. But Jim says he won't vote for Hillary Clinton. And he says a big reason is how Clinton dealt with her husband's affair in public a decade ago.
I don't cotton to these wives standing there acting like they're, you know, supporting their husband through something like that. I don't think my wife would. And I wouldn't respect her if she did. I would be expecting, you know, some trouble out of it. And, you know, that just shows lack of character. You know what I mean? That doesn't show much leadership or much spine, you know?
Yeah, three whole plays, that should cover it.
Oh, okay.
Should be enough.
Thank you.
It's real good. I've tried.
Oh, excellent.
One of the guys selling fish is John Deemer. He's been very busy.
Can we talk to you for a minute or two?
Okay.
When you got not busy moment, is that?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
John's been wearing the Woolley's apron for 15 years.
We sell a lot of whole fish and stuff with the heads on, like the snapper.
bass, spots, croakers, butterfish.
He knows the fish. He's less sure about his pick for president.
My guy was Edwards, but now I'd have to say I'm leaning towards Obama.
That's because he's not a fan of Hillary Clinton. He says he doesn't like some of her decisions as a U.S. senator.
You know, she voted for the war. If under pressure, she'll give in for something that she really doesn't believe in. I think Obama will be a little stronger on what he feels.
As for Clinton's time as First Lady and her husband's impeachment, John says that's not driving his choice at all.
Hey, Jimmy. What up, money?
How you doing?
Good, man.
John's boss, Robert Woolley's over by the door greeting customers. Woolley likes to say his fish comes from all over the world, and it seems so do his customers.
Where are you from?
Czech Republic.
Prague. Prague?
Katrina Pavel is from the Czech Republic. She now lives in Pittsburgh and is here with her husband, Scott. They just finished lunch.
That's the best sushi in town.
Oh, really? It looks really good.
It is generous.
As the Pavels polished off their sushi, they say they were also chewing over the Democratic primary. They say their choices have been all over the place. So where do things stand now?
All right. Well, I started supporting Obama. I really like Obama. He sounds good.
Well, leaning,
he
but looks supporting
good.
Is too strong.
Actually, I even sent money.
Yeah.
To Obama.
Yes.
But
you
now
did.
You're...
$60. It was a good deal. He deserves a chance. You know, he looked like he wasn't going to have a big war chest. So I said, you know, this guy looks like somebody, and let's give him a chance.
But the last few weeks, Katrina says she's been giving Clinton serious thought.
I like the fact that she's strong, and I like the fact that she'll probably make a better president than Bill Clinton, whom I liked. She
you
is.
You think she'd be a better president than Bill Clinton?
Yes, I think she might be.
Okay.
I think she's smarter of the two of them, anyhow. And she pursues her goal with what some people call ruthlessness. But, you know, if a guy acted like that, they would call him strong and determined and all that.
No, they wouldn't.
You don't think so?
No.
What would they call him?
I have worked for people who she reminds me of, and I really didn't like them at a personal level. I wouldn't like to have her over for dinner.
But for all that, Scott hasn't closed the door on voting for Clinton. There have been times when she's impressed him, like during her husband's impeachment.
She was held up in a public spotlight as the woman scorned, and she didn't turn around and scream in the cameras or in public. I'm sure he just lost a couple of yards of skin in private about it.
What does that say to you about her?
It says she's loyal.
I think she showed a lot of control.
Yeah.
And that's good. She's a professional. She's an attorney. I expect her to show a lot of control, and she stood up to that. She didn't buckle under what must have been very difficult personal pressures and circumstances. And that's good. And I would expect to see that in her as a president.
So for all Hillary Clinton has done to reintroduce herself, all the ads and policy papers and town hall meetings, she faces this reality. The images of a first lady, her marriage, and a difficult time haven't faded away. David Green, NPR News.
We just heard views on the election from Pennsylvania voters. Now NPR would like to hear from you.
Whatever state you're in, you can tell us what you want from a candidate at our new web project, Get My Vote. You'll find it at npr.org/getmyvote.